Finding the Living Christ Among the Dead is the title of today's message. This passage in Luke chapter 24, verse 1 to 8. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remember his words. And the title? Finding the Living Christ Among the Dead. And the key verse is in Romans chapter 8, verse 13. "For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live." Let's all read together this key verse. "For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live." Again, the title of today's message is Finding the Living Christ Among the Dead. May the Lord speak to our heart as we listen to the message. Greetings to the congregation. I welcome those of our friends to have come to worship and celebrate Easter with us. And today's lesson is the title, Finding the Living Christ, based on the passage that we have read in Luke, in chapter 24, and these women finding a living among the dead. And the question, why do you look for the living among the dead? Do we ever find Christ in what condition that God is questioning? Why do you find the living among the dead? There's a mother has two mischievous children who's like to steal stuff. And so everybody knew about this. And they told this mother, "There is a parish leader, a priest. Why don't you bring those two children of yours to this priest to be taught by this?" And the mother came to the father and recounted everything about the two children, the two boys. "And could you please help them?" And he pleaded, she pleaded, and he agreed. "Tomorrow you bring those two boys to me." And tomorrow, that next day, he brought the two. And when the younger brother saw this priest, and the priest, "Where is God?" And the boy said, he was just shook his head, he didn't know. And then he shouted out, "Where is God?" And he was looking under the desk, look everywhere, he didn't see anything. He said, he didn't know. And then the third time, he shouted, "Where is God?" And then he ran home because of the word. "What did you do to you?" And the priest said, "I don't know. They lost God somewhere and they blame us." The question, where is God? Maybe the question that in the world, there will be questions. The people who have a good fortune will ask, "Where is God?" That means, I don't need God. I can do everything by myself. I can work. I can be successful. And these are the suffering. Where is God? Because they are suffering. They need God's help. And our Christians, what about our children? Do you put the question, where is God? Or we ever ask us, where is your God? where is your God? Let's pray for guidance. In this story, there are many things that we will be kept that we could not find. We will not find them living among the dead. Dear loving God, may your word express and teach us. We are thankful because you have gathered all of us, our friends and brothers and sisters, to come and celebrate the resurrection of Christ. We are thankful because if you did not rise again, our faith will be in vain, because you have risen indeed, that our life, each life, has changed. We are thankful because of the hope we have in Jesus Christ, because you live, we also live. May your word let us to think about there are something in our life that need to be corrected. May you correct them. We are thankful. May you speak to us as we listen to your word. We pray them in Jesus' name. Amen. There are a few things based on this passage that we just read, or the event from the women finding Jesus at the empty tomb. There are a few things we can remember. The first thing is that do not serve the living Christ by perishable material. The event saw that in the first day, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. The congregation, these spices are to embalm. And these women, because they love the Lord, they prepared these spices 2 days ago. And the afternoon when Jesus gave up the spirit, and the women followed and looked how the body was buried. And the previous verse, that says the women who had come with Jesus from Galilee followed Joseph and saw the tomb and how his body was laid in it. And the return, and they identified. That means they can determine where the tomb was. They also knew how the body was buried, how casually it was buried. And because of their love, they prepared these spices, hoping that they can do something with the body of Christ. You come in the first day of the week, that means our Sunday. When it was early in the morning, they hurried by the tomb. Do you have the same earnestness? They love the Lord and they hope that they can come and anoint the body to do something of value for the Lord, because the Lord that they love now has died. They was worried in Mark that reported in that story, who will roll the stone for us? The earnestness and the hoping, there was a problem. That is the stone, a big stone, was covering. It was sealed. Even it's not, it's very heavy. The women do not have the strength to roll the stone. But when they came to the tomb, the stone has been rolled away. It's like inviting them to come inside. But when they enter, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. The congregation, this event, that the stone has been rolled away, not for the Jesus to come out, but for the women to come in to determine that Jesus is no longer there. He has risen. Let's think about the women. They would be very disappointed because their wish from their heart, loving the Lord, they prepare the spices in the ready to unbound the body. But now they came, there is nobody there. Nobody present. The spices was for the dead. These are spices to unbound the dead body. But Jesus has risen. He does not need the spices to embalm his body anymore, but only for the dead. And here we think about, are we serving with the dead spices for the dead people? The keepers If you live according to flesh, you will die. The way we serve the Lord now, it is become from our body, from flesh. Then our desire, our natural even the women, depend on their part. They stop. They do something for the Lord. Your congregation. If that is just something, some motivation from our flesh, that has no value with the Lord. Where are the spices that we are using to serve the Lord? In Acts chapter 5, Balaamor sold the land and gave all the money to the congregation and brought that to the apostles' feet. From where Barnabas sold that piece of land to have the money to help all the apostles at that time. Because this is what the Holy Spirit was doing in his heart. The Holy Spirit, not just Barnabas, but every believer, whoever have a value, they sold it to take the money and put at the apostles' feet so that the apostles can divide the money for the needy. That is the word of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is in the heart of it. But there's a couple. This couple thought, yes, we have a land too. Our land is bigger than theirs. Maybe we can make more money. But one of us, if we sell, we keep a little bit now. Keep some just for in case. And then the rest that we sell, then we give it to the apostles. If they only do with that motivation, there's nothing wrong. But when they brought the money to Peter, is this all that you sow for the land? And Ananias said, yes, this is all. And what happened? If they lied. Who made Ananias lie? Satan, the devil, encouraged Ananias to still keep it over. But then lied. This is all that the money I sold for the land. And Ananias has paid a final price. Yeah. Even the wife also was dead. Peter asked, is this all that you have sold for the money? Yes, that's all that we sold. And that the wife was punished by death. It is by the flesh. It has no value to God. And so, let's think about today. There may be have some bitterness, the jealousy, just Ananias. Because Ananias is because of jealousy that sold their land, not because the encouragement by the Holy Spirit. James recorded like this. What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? The desires that battle within you, that causes fights and quarrels. Today, we are being rebuked by the Lord. Those who are bringing the spices to the dead, I rebuke, for you have lacked the first love in Revelation. Yet, I was again, you have forsaken the love you had at first. Our worship may be or disheartened, maybe infrequent, just to show off to others that we worship. The participation in the word of the Lord may be an obligation, but in our heart, we do not want to do it. The congregation, when we express our flesh like that, it becomes something of a dead spices, just like of the women. God is a living God. And if you live according to the flesh, we will die. And the first thing that we are encouraged by the word of God, do not serve the living by the flesh. The second point that we learn here, do not seek the living among the dead. While they were wondering, why do you, there are two angels appear. Suddenly that means, maybe that time, these two angels appear, but maybe these men were there already, but the women didn't see them. And when we compare different gospel of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, we see that there are a few differences. Now some, there are two, some said one, oh, there are two male, or two angels, new translation, all have reported they were there. Only the women were there to saw this woman. So when they recorded, and maybe it's not enough detail, just like the women has witnessed, but that's not important. The important that these women came, that the nobody, the body of Christ was not sent. The important that they have chosen. Why do you look for the living among the dead? They want to find a dead body. Why Christ was alive? They find it. Christ is a place they could not see. There is a tomb to bury the dead. Because Christ is not here, he is risen. The glorious event here that appeared these two, we can see these are the angels, because the Bible says they were wearing very glorious clothes. This is unusual. We could not wear with the glory of them. That must be the angel of the Lord appearing to the women. These women stood there. They were afraid. These women, they bowed down, would not be able to live. And the question, why do you look for the living among the dead? I think that the appearance of the angel caused them to fear. But the question, he is not here. He is risen. Maybe make them more afraid. But if where is Christ now, if he is not here? They can pose a question. Maybe today we also have the same question. If Christ is not, where is Christ? This is the tomb that they saw. Christ was buried. This is a place where they saw, they buried the body. But now, Christ is not here. Every time we come to the church and you could not see the Lord here, you have a come to view, you could not see the Lord here, because maybe we are trying to find the living among the dead. They have come. They came to this tomb. It is a tomb, an empty tomb. The Christ body is not there alive, because Christ has indeed risen. The enemy has nailed him to bring a false narrative. And they gave the soldier a large sum of money. Tell them, you are to say, his disciple came during the night and they stole him away while we were asleep. They pushed a false narrative to nail the Christ. Now they push a narrative, a false narrative, to deny the resurrection of Christ. The apostle has stole the body, they were told to tell them. This is impossible, because they sealed the tomb with the large stone, and they put the guards there to guard the tomb in the temple. How? Before, with the soldier, then went away. Then, before the guard, they could move, the gospel could move away and steal the money. This is impossible. And the answer is that because Christ has risen from the dead. Jesus rise again. He is different than any other worshiping religion leader. They died, and they have some remains that they tried to worship, all the remains of their religious leader. There's a story about the three stories with three different faiths. They meet each other and they argue to see which religious leader is true or not true, whether the faith is true. A Buddhist said, when they burn the body of Buddha, they retain the bones of Buddha, and they kept it in the temple. So with the evidence of the bones of the Buddha, we know that Buddha did exist. And then the other one is a Muslim. And they said, he said, Muhammad died. And they collect a few hair before he died. And then they keep the hair in the Muslim temple. Must be Muhammad truly existed in history. Two of them asked the third Christian, what about Jesus? What did he leave for you? And the Christian said, when my Christ died, he did not leave behind anything. But if he did leave anything similar to what you told us, I would not worship my Lord Jesus because Jesus Christ has risen again, that I worship him. And he is true. I can say that he is true because now he lives in me. This is experience of a Christian truly has been changed by the Lord, accepted the knowledge of how Jesus has risen from the dead. The congregation, when the women were so afraid, and they could, why are you fighting the Lord? Maybe we laugh at the women. They did not understand about God. They find them living among the maybe many of us is in the same situation that we repeat that you are have a reputation of being alive, but you are dead. Faith without work is faith is dead. And God is not in that faith. The congregation without love is a dead church. And God is not present with that church. The person without the lived Holy Spirit is dead. That Christian is dead. The presence of God is not in that believer. When God was doing this to them, he cleansed the temple because they brought all the animals to sell and caused many chaotic in the temple, and Jesus rebuked, my house will be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers. The congregation, Paul has told the Philippians in this letter, their destiny is destruction, their God is their stomach. They are the believers. They examine and determine their faith, but there are some use their God as their stomach. That means they find the glory for themselves. Their heart only think about this world. These are the ones who are finding the living among the dead. If today you and I can serve the Lord because of empty conceit, empty praise, if we could not regard others as more honor than us, if we only find our prophet and not pray the prophet, we also making the house of the Lord into a den of robbers. So we are uncursed with Lord. By the Holy Spirit, make the misdeed to die as a body. If we live for the flesh, we will die. But because of the Holy Spirit, to nail our desire to the cross, we will live. Do not stir with the living by dead material. Do not find the living among the dead. The third point, do not forget the words of the living Christ. The angels told the women, verse 6, remember how he told you, Jesus, while he was there with you in Galilee, the Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of a sinner, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again. You remember when they have forgotten the words? This is something new at all. This is the gospel that they have heard. The gospel that Jesus must be delivered over the hands of the sinner, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again. It's just many times the gospel has talked about this. He prophesied how he would die, Jesus. But there are many reasons has covered their mind. They've forgotten the words. There are many reasons the apostle, the disciple also forgot. The forgotten can come many because we did not pay attention. Well, Jesus, they were very concerned about what Jesus said. The four guys didn't come because they were so busy with this world, and they follow Jesus, but they think about their family, how about my business, about their lifestyle. Maybe whatever Jesus said is not making sense. The Messiah must die. That is so strange. Or maybe they could not. This is not something important that Jesus prophesied about his death and resurrection. It's not going to be true. Maybe you and I today come to the church and we can listen about God, but maybe we don't count that as important. There are many issues in life that are so busy that when we heard the word of God but did not register into our mind, you know. Maybe you and I thought that what God said is not realistic, not applicable to our life, and many times we have forgotten God's word. And Jesus said, in John, anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. But Jesus is so clear. Whoever loves me, keep my commandments. It's a truly to express our faith that Jesus said, whoever loves the Lord, obey my teachings, and that person will be indwelled by the Holy Spirit by Christ in the heart. Whoever does not love me will not obey my teaching. The one who does not obey me, Jesus cannot come and live with that person. And so maybe we come to church, but we do not obey the command of Christ. He is not here. He is not in that situation. Jesus is not in our heart when we do not obey God. We have to remember, whoever loves me obeys my teaching. And the degree of obedience, how much do we have? Not just the women there, they could not remember the Lord Jesus, but even the apostle, the disciple could not. Even the apostle could not remember what Jesus said. Even Peter, after denying the Lord three times, and the third second he remembered. And afterwards, today, tonight, Jesus said, before the God crows, you will deny me three times. That was very clear. And Mark recorded, when he denied the first time, he denied the first time the God crows. Is it a reminder to Peter? Yes. But he was there and denied the Lord second time and the third time. And then the second time the conquerors. Now he remembered the word of Jesus. We do not let the word of God, not so important, just to flow by. After we fail, we remember. The disciple did not understand why God to went into the town to get a donkey for Christ. What for? But the Bible, when he saw on the donkey toward Jerusalem, then now remember the prophecy. The Messiah will be coming to Jerusalem. There are many commandments to it, but the disciple, these women, they did not remember. And here, Jesus said, on the third day he will rise again. Jesus has been nailed on the cross on Friday. The day of the Jewish start at 6 p.m. until the 6 p.m. the next day. That day, Christ gave up the Spirit, the first day. And from the 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, that's the second day. And they do nothing on the day of Sabbath. And they rested on Sabbath. And whatever they prepared ahead of time on Friday. And 6 p.m. on Saturday, from then to 6 p.m. on the next day, And this is the Sunday. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. And that fulfilled the prophecy of Christ, prophesied about himself. But no one remembers. Maybe we think of these people, we think that I remember more than that. Don't let us feel that we are perfect, that we are good. Each of us must remember to remember and study the word, to remember and keep the commandments of the Lord. We have need the Holy Spirit to kill our desire of the flesh. There's a pastor who encouraged a youth that this person did not go to church frequently. You have to come to church. We are children of God. We are believers. Many times the pastor encouraged him to attend church regularly. And but nothing changed. One day he came to the church and he thought, or is it you have listened to my encouragement to come? And you come and worship. And the youth said, no. But and last night I had a dream. Wow, a dream. The dream caused you to come to church. Last week I had a dream. We came to heaven. Oh, you did not worship the Lord. Why did you come to heaven? Yes, but actually I dreamed that I go to heaven. And also I saw you. And the pastor said, yes, I am going to heaven, of course. But you? But how did you see me? So he recounted his dream. I saw there's a long ladder from earth to heaven. And God said, everybody, whoever thought it, that as we come to heaven, we have to confess our sin. So we got a piece of chalk. And every step that we climb, we remember our sin. And we record it. And we recorded our sin and asked for repentance. And every step of the ladder, we mark our sin that we ask for forgiveness. And the pastor said, I climbing the ladder step to repent. And then I saw somebody coming down. And the pastor, that was weird. You have to climb, but somebody climbing, going down. And you, the pastor, coming down. What about? That is so strange. Why did I go down? No. In the dream, and I was wondering why the pastor would descend it down. I just want to ask for more talk. Dear congregation, if I climb down the ladders, I have to ask for more forgiveness. So much sin in our own life. And so we should not be proud that we feel that that others are wrong and we are better than them. There are many things wrong with us that we could not see in our life. And at some time we will be reminded of our sin. Because God is He was a wonderful name because He has risen. Many lives have changed. There is a Muslim in South Africa, and he was serving as to preaching the Muslim religion. But there was somebody who preached a Muslim, they called him Aman. They call him Aman. And he's an Aman, and he has a large reputation. And one day, there's a family who has a boy who was paralyzed from childhood. When he was 12, and in South Africa, there was a revival service to pray for those who are sick there. And then this family asked the Aman to help drive the family to attend this preaching to help with the boy to be healed. But the Muslim does not believe in Jesus. So Aman didn't want it. But the family keep pleading. And so Aman agreed to drive them to attend this service for prayer, what would Jesus do? And he drove the family. This abandoned Malay, but there was the traffic so much. So when the car arrived, he could not return back. So he trying to find Prakash, and then he helped the family and carried this child, about 12-year-old. While they are walking, they were just far away from the center. They heard the name of Jesus was loud and was crying, "Jesus, Jesus." And they were hearing that. And the child, "Let me go, let me go," the child said. And then Amma said, "You cannot go, you are paralyzed. How can you say?" But he said, "Let me down, let me down." And then he ran toward the center street. Only here, Jesus. That boy was healed and he ran. A miracle. And that happened because Amon had some questions. Jesus of the Christian, can you? And so, while he was doing his regular job, his preaching, that sometime, maybe one day when he was preaching a Muslim, and somehow the Holy Spirit tell him, "In the name of Jesus." That is something that the Muslim is forbidding to do. And that is, he was fired from his job. He is no longer an imam to the Muslim people. And he was, his family rejected him. Everyone rejected him from the Muslim community. And so he wanted to migrate to Canada. And he settled in Canada. And there, he has no relatives, no friends, no relatives. He has no glorious time back in Africa. But he said, "Now, I'm happy and joyous because of the Lord Jesus." Dear congregation, the Bible encouraged, do not just hearing. Do not merely listen to the word. Whoever loves the Lord must obey Christ. Do not merely listen to the word and so we deceive ourselves. David felt what the word of God has told him. He wrote many psalms to praise the word of God. He compared the word of God with the lamp to my feet. He compared the word of God is sweeter than honey. He compared the word of God just like the something that can be alive at time when he was in trouble. Many different images in Psalms and David has used to compare the word of God, how valuable for his life. And because he has loved the word of God, so God always used David to make an image, a model image for many other, to encourage other kings. Become just like David. He has the heart for God. Let other kings to live, to fear the Lord like this. Then the country will be great. And any king do not keep the word of God, that country, there will be war and famine and death came. Dear congregation, the two Vietnamese songwriters, Hoan Cam and Phu Phu, Jesus is the morning star, the beautiful star that never fades. Jesus is a beautiful bouquet of flowers, the flower of love, full of fragrance of heaven. Whenever the Jesus, how is Jesus have any meaning to our life? When we reminded of Jesus' name, do we feel that the value of our life is alive to express the greatness of Christ in us? Jesus has risen again from the dead. Some of us here are friends to come to participate and celebrate. We say that you do not put your faith in Christ yet, but knowing that Christ Jesus appeared is to save us from sin. Your birthday is tied directly to the birth of Jesus and the death of Jesus. The Christmas is a mark for the time that marks our birthday. Today is a Sunday. Today is the day you are resting. We don't work. Why? Because Jesus has risen from the dead on Sunday. If you don't believe it or not, Jesus still has an effect on your life. I hope that for this opportunity to think about Jesus has risen from the dead, offering up us, why did Jesus affect my life? Because He is our Savior. He can forgive your sins. And He can live in your heart. May the Lord bless all of you. And now, the current, let's all pray. We will pray for blessings for each one of us to celebrate Christ's resurrection. We are thankful because you have come. We are thankful, Jesus, because you have changed the history of this world. But you also have changed the history of each one of us. We are thankful because from then, our life has a new chapter. And God has made many history in our life. Dear Lord, if some of our friends' lives, our brothers and sisters today still live in bitterness, in disappointment, in hopelessness, Father, please, may the Holy Spirit change them, because you are the living God. May you correct our faith. Except if our faith was not complete before you, if we can continue to find the living among the dead, may you save us. Please make us remember when we still depend on this world in our desire, we will die. But if by the Spirit we make the misdeed of body to die, then we will live. This is a promise of God. This is something God has done so many times. Please continue to do your work among all of us and those who have not have faith in you yet. We are thankful. We are thankful for all that you have done. Please continue to be with us. And following, we can praise with all of our life. Jesus is the name above all names. And that's the name used by the Lord Jesus Christ. May the glory be yours, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.